Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Now, over this week that we are finishing here, I've been meditating and asking God a lot of questions. And one of the things that God brought to my spirit, which is shocking, but you know, when God speaks to me, I know that it is what it is. The Lord is telling me that a lot of you don't read your Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, you must read your Bible. The other day, I asked somebody, I said, when do you study? This is a student, someone who goes to school. Am I saying something wrong? Tell a neighbor, say smile, please. Smile. Hey. Are you angry with me or something? The way you are looking at me is like I did something to you. I'm saying the truth. Hallelujah. I was talking to somebody and I was asking them, when do you study? The person said to me, I study when I feel like I'm studying. I said, feel. I said, you are setting up yourself for disaster. If you want to do well at school, whether you feel like it or you don't feel like it. Those of us who have passed matric, you finished matric, don't you wish sometimes you could go back? Is it going to be one of those services where I fight for the amens? Okay. Those of you who finished matric, don't you wish you could go back? With the mindset that you have now. Because now you know the importance of that thing. And how it has an impact in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now the word of God is even more important than that. And we cannot read it whenever we feel like. Or whenever life allows us to. The word of God, like, I'm sure each and everybody here eats every day. True or not true? And no matter what is going on, no matter how busy you are, no matter who died or who's getting married or who's not getting married, as for food,
just
even in the funeral, let me tell you a story. I only talk about funerals. One time, one of our beloved church members passed away. And they buried her on a Sunday. Do you understand? So I said to my church, why are you smiling? So I said to my church, we are going to go and have the service early in the morning at the home.
And
we'll go bury the person. And then from there, straight to church.
Straight
10 o'clock came, my church members are not here.
10 o'clock in Abuya Beko.
I don't know, how many were we in Sandile that were actually
Baba Sandile.
Very few.
Sasi bangane.
So after church, only to find that people went for the food. And they forgot about the church service. And they gave me some excuse. No, Pastor, we went to encourage a certain somebody.
So
you people think I was born yesterday. For the food we are about to eat. You see, when it comes to food, you don't make mistakes. Even sometimes you don't feel hungry, but just, you must just eat. So the word of God must have that type of value in your life. And that type of importance. Are you listening to me, somebody? I want you to commit yourself to reading the Bible. And to reading it every day. It's highly important. The scripture that we prayed about says that so that we can increase in the knowledge of God. There is no shortcut in increasing your knowledge of God. It's only through the scriptures. You can come to church for the next 20 years and you will not know him unless you read for yourself. You could have gone to the best pastors. You can say, no, pastor, who's the best pastor in South Africa or the most known? In South Africa. Pastor Musa Sono. Pastor Mukuba. Pastor Irene. Now, some of the names that you guys are saying. But I'm sure you know Pastor Mukuba, right?
Pastor Mukuba.
Pastor Irene.
No, Irene.
Because, you know, there are some people who, like, they value their Christianity based on the pastor they've associated with. Pastor, I used to go to Pastor Irene's church. Pastor Mukuba. But you
Mukuba.
Are bereft of the word of God. I don't know where are the amens? This side. Let me state where the amens are. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's not about what pastor you know or you don't know. You have to read the Bible for yourself. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Go to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible, prudent, practical, wise.
Read King James.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock.
Amen. And the Bible says that everybody who hears my what? Obed, my what?
These sayings.
And does what?
And do them.
Awenze.
So the word of God is not just for reading.
Hello,
please look at me.
All right.
The word of God is not just for reading. The word of God is also for doing. So when you have read, every time you read it, there is something you must do. And it says that the one who reads and then does, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Now when you read on, he says that those who hear my sayings and do them not, he says, I will liken him to a foolish man. Now, when the Bible talks about foolishness, so the word fool or foolishness in the Bible always talks about the lack of the knowledge of God. It doesn't necessarily mean someone who behaves in a certain way. Do you understand? When you think of the word fool, you're thinking of someone who behaves in a very negative, unorderly way. But I want you to understand that it means that it is someone who lacks the knowledge of God. Hello?
Hello?
So, the reason why somebody will build his house without a foundation, that odd behavior is motivated by the fact that he doesn't know God. So our odd behaviors in life are a manifestation of the lack of the knowledge of God in our lives. You don't understand. Go to Isaiah.
Isaiah
chapter 11.
11.
I hope it's there. I didn't plan to say everything I'm saying here.
Isaiah chapter 11.
From verse 1, but I want you to read it a bit fast.
Verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his eyes. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid.
All right, so now we are in verse 6, okay? Isaiah 11 and verse 6. Start verse 6 again.
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb.
What is a wolf?
Yini impisi, impisi.
Impisi?
Yeah.
Okay. Kasutu king. Huh? Engi? Piri. Kinit. Kipiri. What other language do we have here? Kastonga king. Engi? I can't hear. Minsi. What you are saying? So you know what it is, huh? Alright, read it again.
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb.
The wolf will dwell with the lamb.
Impisi yakuhlala newundlu.
Have you seen that before?
Naye nakubona lokho.
What will happen?
Kwaye kwenzeka kuphi?
The wolf will eat the lamb.
Impisi ihlala newundlu.
Okay, let me come this way. Will the wolf eat the lamb? Okay, continue, sir.
And the leopard shall lie down with the kid.
The leopard shall lie down with the kid.
Ingwe ibuthise ndawonye amazinyane.
Ini?
Ingwe.
Ingwe.
Amen.
Will lie down on the floor with the kid. They will sit with the kid.
Ingahlala nezinyane lembuzi.
Okay, continue.
And the calf and the young lion and the fitling together.
Mm-hmm.
And the little child shall lead them.
Yes.
Itole nebhongo lengonyama. kukhuluphaliswe kanye kanye.
I'm testing his Zulu. He's on track. Start again from the calf.
And the calf and the lung and the young lion and the fatling together.
Mm-hmm.
And the little child shall lead them.
A cow, a lion, together.
Ithole nengonyama kuhlangane.
And a child will be leading them.
Nenkonyane libe khona lapho.
Continue.
And the cow and the bear shall feed.
The cow and the bear. What's a bear?
Ibele inkonyane nebele.
Do you know is a bear? Okay, la ropa mo.
Ibele.
You are just copying English and you are adding re at the end. Bere. Oh, we don't have bears here. Okay, I hear you. The cow and the bear will eat together. Have you seen anything like that? Continue, sir.
And the young ones shall lie down together.
Mm-hmm.
And the lion shall eat straw like the ox.
The lion shall eat straw like the ox. Have you seen something like that? You know, a lion's teeth, they have something called canines.
Canines
are the teeth that are long. They've got two coming down and two going up. Those teeth are for killing. To pierce the skin of an animal. Now, whenever you see an animal that has canines, it means it's a carnivore, it eats meat. But here the Bible says, that meat eater will be eating grass like the cow. Are you shocked or you're not shocked already?
Alright,
continue.
And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cocoa tree's den.
The suckling child will do what?
Shall put his hand on the cocoa tree's den.
Will put his hand on a snake's den. A poisonous snake. And nothing will happen. They'll be playing with each other, poisonous snake and the child. Continue.
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain.
Mm-hmm.
For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord.
Now it explains why this behavior that we are not used to.
Because
the earth will be full of the knowledge of God. In other words, the reason why a snake is poisonous and deadly is because of the lack of the knowledge of God. The reason why a lion is eating meat is because of the lack of the knowledge of God. The reason why there's so much violence on the earth, there's so much suffering on the earth, it is because of the lack of the knowledge of God. That is the problem in this world. And that's why I'm encouraging you to read the Bible. When there is a lack of the knowledge of God in your life, your life will be scattered. Your life will be scrambled. Every odd thing will happen to your life when the knowledge of God is not in you. Every bad thing can happen to your family when the knowledge of God is not in your children, when the knowledge of God is not in your spouse, when the knowledge of God is not in you. There'll be disaster. So the most important thing for a believer is the knowledge of the living God. And that knowledge only comes through his word. Only.
Go pela.
Psalm son of Jonas, flesh and blood, has not revealed this unto me. But my Father has revealed. When you read your Bible, that is the time where your Father will begin to minister to you, will begin to speak to you, will begin to give you the knowledge of God. There's no other way. God has taken over today's service. Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? The word of God is your life. It's your life. Recently, let's go to the scripture, John chapter 1.
I guess long as go Johanne
from verse 1.
Chapter 1, kusukela ku verse lokuqala.
John chapter 1, verse 1.
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
In the beginning was what?
The Word.
That was the Word. If there's anything in this life that you need, is the word of God. Because in the beginning, the word was there. And Jesus says that the word of God is forever. When we are long gone, the word of God will be there. There's one thing that is forever. It is His word. Do you understand? Read it for me again. There's something I want to say there.
In the beginning was the Word, mm-hmm. and the Word was with God.
Yes.
And the Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made.
All things
gonke
were made
kwenziwa
by Him.
Ngaye.
This is the word.
Yizwi.
All things
gonke.
What is it that you desire?
Yini lokho okufunayo okufisayo?
It's in the word.
Kusezwini.
It's in the word.
Kusezwini.
It's in the word.
Kusezwini.
You know, I never thought that I will marry. I never. But my God, through His word, made it possible for me. Anything that you need, anything that you want, anything that you desire is in the word. When you don't read the word of God, you are robbing yourself of all the good things that are available in this life. Health is in His word. In Exodus chapter 15, he said, I am the Lord
Exodus chapter 15, uthingi inkosi,
that healeth thee.
Ngizohlala ngiyona.
Your job
umsebenzi wakho
is in the word.
Usezwini.
He said, silver and gold is mine, saith
the Lord.
Heaven is His throne and earth is His footstool. Everything you need is in the word. Your wife, your husband, is in the word. What God has brought together, let no man put us under. It's in the word. When you don't read the Bible, you are killing yourself. My people perish. My people perish for lack of knowledge. You need the word. You need the word. You need the word. You need it dearly.
Udinga izwi ngempela.
As a child of God.
Njengo mntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
Please, I beg you. Make time on your daily life. I know you are busy. Push your neighbor, say, I know you are busy.
Tindu makhelo anumtshela uthi ngiyazi ukuthi ubhizi.
Ngiyazi, tell him.
Ngazi kahle.
But make some time.
Kodwa nje zama nje isikhathi leso.
And awanyana fela.
Awa nje Lord.
Just open the book.
Uvule incwadi.
And read.
Ufunde. Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, my team.
Yeah. And let me tell you the truth. You are not as busy as you think you are.
Busy.
Oh, you don't believe me.
Wrong.
Let's just check your WhatsApp. It will tell us how busy you are. Your Facebook. Your TikTok.
No TikTok.
TikTok. Your Twitter.
No Twitter.
Your YouTube.
No YouTube.
Instagram.
No Instagram.
No Instagram, yeah. Oh, you spend so much time with those things. If you can just minus a little bit there, you'll suddenly have time for the word of God. No, but Pastor, TikTok has the word of God. Don't fool yourself. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, ubangithini.
Just take this thing.
Tata lento.
And sit down.
Uhlale phansi.
And read.
Ufunde.
Read.
Funde.
Somebody once said,
umunye
uthi, someone who doesn't read,
umuntu ongafundi,
is the same as someone who can't read.
Uyafana nongadelivi lutho.
Someone who does not read,
umuntu ongafundi,
is the same as someone who cannot read.
Uyafana nomuntu ongakwazi ukufunda.
Same WhatsApp group.
Into eyodwa.
You are showing your ingratitude that God took you to school.
Ubonisa ubukhulu uNkulunkulu angakwenzela abantu esikoleni.
That you can sometimes I watch my daughter, she'll be trying to read.
Ngesinye isikhathi ngibuka indodazi yami izama ukufunda.
And she's not yet at the level.
Ayikho kulelo zinga.
She'll be trying.
Yazama.
And sometimes when they bring at school, when they give her letters for us to read.
Ngesinye isikhathi esikoleni mabe sinike incwadi sifunde.
She said, Daddy, what does it say?
Ithi baba kutheni?
I said, no, this one is not for you. Just don't worry.
Ngithi lokho akusikhona kwakho ungakukhathazi.
But like she wants, she wishes that she could read it for herself.
Uthi afisa ukuyifundela yena.
So God has allowed you to be able to read.
uNkulunkulu okunikile ukuba ufunde.
And you just said, no. Everything that you need.
Yonke doiting.
You're looking at me like you don't need anything.
Ubuka mina ngathi awufuni lutho empilweni.
You people are okay, yeah? For those of us who have issues in life, here's our solution.
Empilweni yathu nasi isixazululo.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, bagala.
It's the knowledge of God that we need.
Ubazi likaNkulunkulu esilidingayo.
There are people whose marriages are upside down.
Khona imshado yabo ewayo ivuka.
Kyaliwa lapha.
Kunempi.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Always fighting.
Russia and Ukraine.
Ukraine ne Russia.
If they want peace.
Ingoba akukho ukuthula.
It's in the Bible. By the way, God has given me a message for your wedding. So don't miss it.
uNkulunkulu unginike umyalezo umshado wakho ungalozi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you going to read your Bible?
Uzolfunda iBhayibheli lakho.
Every day?
Ngazo zonke insuku.
Are you sure?
Uqinisile.
Are you going to try your best?
Uzozama ngonke amandla.
Even when you are sleepy.
Noma ngabulele.
Rather be falling asleep while reading.
Noma ungakalali kakhulu.
It's better than nothing.
Kungcono kunawo bangenzi lutho.
Just try.
Zama.
Read a chapter or two.
Ufunda 1 noma kubili.
Are you going to do it?
Uzokwenza lokho.
And as brothers and sisters in the church.
Oh sis no bhuti ebandleni.
When you meet each other.
Mangabe nidibana.
Please try to talk the word of God.
Zamani ukukhuluma izwi likaNkuluNkulu.
Ngiyanicela tu.
Ngiyanicela.
You've got so many people in your life that you can talk about hair.
Sina abantu abaningi nje singakhuluma nabo ngendwele
ngeqathulo.
Msebenzi
yinokunye
impahla.
But at least when you meet a fellow brother and sister in the Lord.
Kodwa nje mawuhlangana nomzalwane.
Try to speak about the word of God.
Zama ukukhuluma ngezwi likaNkuluNkulu.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Ngiyaqonda uba ngithini.
Try.
Zama.
And try to encourage each other.
Zamani ugqugqumazelana no.
No, I'm busy reading this and this and that.
Ngiyazi ngifunde lokho nalokho nalokho.
I'm so blessed when I read this part.
Ngibusisekile mangifunda lapha.
I was feeling down but I realized.
Bengiphansi kwa.
The Bible says.
IBhayibheli lithi.
David encouraged himself in the Lord.
David wazigqugqumazelana kuJehova.
You never know that as you share that.
Awazi ukuthi ngoba kukhuluma ngalokho.
Your brother or your sister was down.
Ubhuti wakho nosisi wakho naye bephansi.
But when you shared that word with him or her.
Kodwa wamhlebela lelozwi.
You are lifting him up.
Uwamsukumisa.
You are lifting her up.
Uwamduduza.
Can you tell your neighbor say neighbor?
Tshela umakhelwane wakho.
No sleeping here.
Akulalwa ke la esontweni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do you think?
Ucabangani?
Another thing I want you to do when you read the Bible.
Enye into engifuna uyenze uma ufunda iBhayibheli.
I want you to make sure that let's say on a weekly basis.
Ngifuna wenze siqiniseke ke ngithe mavikini nje.
You always learn something new about God.
Ufunda ukusha ngoNkulunkulu.
About who?
Ngobani?
About God.
NgoNkulunkulu.
So don't just read to read. You know some people are so foolish.
Ukufunda. Yazi abanye bazi.
When they read for competition.
Mabefunda bafundela ukubukwa.
I know the Bible more than you.
And
the
Bible.
You are a fool. You have, that's what you know.
Isiwula yilokho kwaziwa isiwula.
You have to read the Bible to know God.
Kumele ufunde iBhayibheli ukwazi uNkulunkulu.
I understand what I'm saying.
Yazo bangithini.
So when you read,
ngakho mawufunda.
You know sometimes I'll be reading and for me reading the Bible is an adventure.
Uyazi kwesinye isikhathi ngiyangifunda, ufunda mina iBhayibheli kuyinto yami.
Because of the Bible I'm studying the universe.
Ngenxa yeBhayibheli ngifunda iuniverse.
Because of scripture.
Ngenxa yes.
Now I know, you know some of the things mom Ruth, I learned them at school.
Manje yaze ezinye izinto mama mfundisi ngifunda esikoleni.
But you know at school we learn to pass and we move on.
And esikoleni
besifunda
pasa sedlule
esikoleni. What's that saying, cram and what one?
Besidlula.
Cram, pass and forget.
Bes cram as pasa sedlula silibala.
CPF. Cram, pass and forget. So this week
kuleli viki
the Lord has been teaching me some new things that I didn't know.
Ngikukhulule bengifundisa izinto ezintsha engingazazi.
He's teaching me how he created the universe.
Ngifundisa ukuba wenze kanjani izukulwane.
And that made me now because some things when he tells you you don't really fathom what he's talking about.
Lokho kwenza ukuba uNkulunkulu mayekhuluma ubungakwazi.
So it led me to go and research.
Wangenza ukuba ngihambe ngiyobheka.
Do you understand? And now it maybe there's something at school, and those of us who did science, there's something called the periodic table. Now I went to re-look at that thing. I did this thing where I've forgotten everything. I don't even know what's going on anymore. Let me show you something little bit, then we are going to close. Let's go back to Colossians chapter 1. I've been reading Colossians chapter 1 this whole month. I can't even go to chapter 2.
Bengifunda base Colossians chapter 1 yonke lenyanga. Akaze ngiye 2.
Colossians chapter 1 verse.
I'll give you the verse now.
Ngizokunika iverse.
Take it from verse 12.
Verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
Yes.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him.
Pause there. This already is beautiful. Paul, come here.
Brother Paul Sondelalan.
And Tumelo, please come.
Now, Brother Tumelo Sondel.
Quickly, quickly. I need one of you to be God, one of you to be Jesus. Who's God? He's God. Alright. Jesus, stand here.
Jesus, mangapa.
Read that, God, please stand here. Read that verse, the one you just finished now again.
Verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God?
Yes.
The firstborn of every creature.
Pause there. It says that God is invisible.
Agabonwa.
God is what? Invisible. So if I look here, all I will see is the wall. I can't see him. If I want to see him, I can only see him through him. He only can be visible when he is there. When he is not there, you can never see him. Ash. You don't read the Bible.
Amen.
I was sitting there, invisible. What does it mean? The image of the invisible God. Then suddenly I knew. That's the work of the Holy Ghost. That you can only see God through Christ. Without Christ, you can never see God. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you, God. I think I've given you enough for today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, I plan to continue talking about
Thanksgiving.
But God has taken over. Please read your Bible. There's so much life there. So much life. Spend time. Search. Dig. What does this mean, Lord? And always engage the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is your teacher. A 24-hour ever-present teacher. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The other day, I had a meeting with our shepherds here. And I told them, I said that I've read the Bible.
Ngathi kubona ngilifundile iBhayibheli.
And I've never noticed.
Enakaze ngize ngibone.
How that not paying tithes.
Ukuthi kuza kanjani basingabhadala ithithi.
Can have an impact in your eternal life.
Kuba nemthelela kanjani empilweni.
So I was saying to them, whether you pay tithes or don't pay tithes.
Bengithi noma ubhabhathise ungabhabhathiswanga.
You can still go to heaven.
Ungaya ezulwini.
Then the same night.
Kubo lobo busuku.
When I got home.
Mangifike ekhaya.
I decided to water the garden.
Ngadecide ukuchelela ingadi.
As I was watering the garden.
Mangisachelela ingadi.
I said Holy Ghost.
Ngathi moya ingcwele.
I said something to there.
Ngisho kunye lapha nesontweni namhlanje.
And I'm not 100% sure.
Yena ngikho 100% sure ngakho.
I said Lord, what do you think about?
Ngathi ucabangani ngakho moya.
He's my teacher.
Uthisha wami.
So the Lord took me back to Malachi chapter 3.
UNkulunkulu angithathwa ngibuyisele encwadini kaMalachi chapter 3.
And verse 8.
Verse 8.
It says shall a man rob God?
Yathi undoda ngamrob uNkulunkulu.
And he said you have robbed me.
Yathi ungirobile.
In tithes and offerings.
Kuma tithes nakumnikele.
And God asked me, do thieves and robbers and criminals go to heaven?
Yathi uNkulunkulu ama
robbers. I said thank you. Amen. Amen. Uqedile.
Ngathi ngiyabonga uqedile baba.
I don't need to hear anymore.
Angisadingi ukuzokuningi.
So when you read your Bible,
uma ufunda iBhayibheli,
don't leave out the Holy Spirit.
Ungashiyi umoya ongcwele.
He's the one who makes you understand.
Uyena ozokwenza ukuba uqonde.
Go to verse 9.
Iya ku verse 9.
And
verse 9.
Wait. Does your Bible have the contemporary English version? Please search for it quickly. I want you to read it in that version. Can you see I'm not holding my Bible? I even know which version says what I wanted to say best.
Yazi nevesi elisholoke ngufunayo.
Verse 9. For this reason, we have always prayed for you. Ever since we've heard about you, we ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will, with all the wisdom and understanding that his spirit gives.
We ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will.
Sicela uNkulunkulu ani
ngisebenza all the wisdom. Someone say all the wisdom.
Konke ukuhlakanipha.
And understanding.
Nokuqonda.
That the Holy Spirit.
Okungokomoya.
Gives. So it is the Holy Spirit.
So
moya ingcwele. Who makes you understand.
Owenza ukuba uqonde.
So you cannot read the Bible without the Holy Spirit.
Ngeke ulifunde iBhayibheli
ngaphandle kwakhe. You venture into the realm of foolishness without the Holy Spirit.
Ngaphandle kwakhe.
Every time you read the Bible, say Holy Ghost.
Ngaso sonke isikhathi ufunde iBhayibheli.
Speak to me.
Ithi moya ingcwele.
Holy Ghost.
Khuluma nami. Moya ingcwele, khuluma nami.
Go to 1 John chapter 2.
Iya kuJohn oqala.
Read verse 20.
1 John chapter 2 verse 20. But you have had the Holy Spirit poured upon you by Christ. But you have had the Holy Spirit poured out on you by Christ. And so all you know the truth.
All of you
nonke nina
who are born again
enizelwe kabusha
have the Holy Spirit
ninomoya oyingcwele
through the Lord Jesus Christ
ngo Jesu Christ
you have been given the Holy Ghost
ninikiwe umoya oyingcwele
do you understand what I'm saying
yazi kuba ngithini
now what is the work of the Holy Spirit when it comes yini
umsebenzi kamoya oyingcwele
verse 27
funda
27 But the anointing which you have received of him.
The anointing which you have received. That anointing is the Holy Spirit.
Ukugcotshwa yena kwamukela ikhona kuMoya oNgcwele.
Abides in you.
He abides in you. He lives in you.
Kuhlala kuwe.
The Holy Spirit lives in you.
uMoya oNgcwele uhlala kuwe.
And what is he doing?
Wenzani?
And you need not that any man teach you. But there's the same anointing teacheth you all things.
He teaches teaches you all things. What is all? Does all mean some?
Oh.
Mamruti, at work, he can teach you how to do what you need. You know, I had a friend. His computer was broken.
The computer could be failed.
And he didn't have the money to fix it. So I visited him the one day. And the computer was broken.
The computer
so but a week later, I went to visit him. And he was busy on his computer.
In a computer.
I said, oh, you fixed your computer.
He said,
I said, where did you take it? He said, no, I asked the Holy Spirit to show me. So the Lord said, just put this here, put that here. And he saw the thing working.
I
said, how? Someone say all things.
All things.
All things means all things.
Gonke kusho gonke.
How to raise your children?
Who will teach you?
At school you are struggling. Some years ago when I was doing my final year, there was a subject that I failed. And God knows I studied. And when I studied, I mean, the lecturer would give us, what do you call that thing? Scope. Scope means he tells you that read chapter this. The test is coming from these chapters.
The test is over.
So I'll go and read the scope. And read whatever chapter. But for the life of me,
God,
I just couldn't see. When I say I couldn't see, I mean I couldn't understand.
I couldn't see.
And I remember when I went to write the exam. I wrote my name, my surname. I wrote my name, my surname.
The date.
The name of the paper. And then everything else blank. I felt like just walking out. And I just tried. When I read a question, I said, where does this thing come from? I've never seen a question like this before. And after the exam, I asked my colleagues, I said, hey, where does that question? And everybody knew. I was the only one who didn't know. It was in the scope, but I couldn't see it. After I wrote, I went to check the scope. I still couldn't find it. So I failed. And then I did the subject again. And as I was now reading the scope again, I could see the trend. What was happening last time is happening again. I put my books down. I spoke in tongues. And I said, Lord, I can't fail two times. Help me. And I felt something come from heaven. And it felt like peace. I can't explain it. It entered me. After that entered me, I knew that he had heard my prayer. I took the book again. To my shock, now I can see. And I couldn't understand why I couldn't see. It was all there. And I got a distinction. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. How many things? But his master class and his favorite is the word of God. He enjoys it. And he walks with you. I mean, let's say maybe you walk to work or you whatever. As you are walking, he's there. You can just engage him. When you are praying, he's there. You can just engage him. Sometimes I forget that he is there. And sometimes when I'm praying, I feel the glory of God enter the room. And I say, oh Lord, I almost forgot you are here. Start engaging him. Say, neighbor, please, stop closing your eyes, please. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Will you read your Bible? Say, my lovely neighbor. Read it, read it. Hallelujah. I want you yourself, right, to read the Bible. And I want you to be a policeman to your friend. Your neighbor, your cousin, whoever you know in the church. To make sure that as you are reading, they are also reading. Some of you here, you must make reading groups. Say, this week we are reading Matthew chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4. Like, do something to encourage yourself. If you've been trying to read it alone, you've been struggling. You see, maybe you need a partner to help you, that you read together, to encourage you, to help you. The amens are not blessing. Let's rise to our feet, put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you start reading the Bible, a lot of things will change in your life. When you are honest with yourself and read it, when you cry to the Holy Spirit, Lord, open my eyes. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for yourself. And I want you to ask God to give you a hunger for His word. A hunger that is unquenchable. That can only be quenched when you read the Bible. That only can be quenched when you receive the life that is in the scriptures. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Open your mouth, talk to Him. I sense His glory here. The Lord is here. Talk to Him. He hears every word. Lezano raba shandara bashange bakozoba kabayaka. Tell Him, say, Lord, I want to finish the year strong. I want to read the Bible in the last couple of months of 2022 more than I've read it for the whole year. Please help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Spirit of the Living God. When I sit down to read, open my eyes. When I sit down to read, Lord, loose the seals. Teach me. Give me spiritual understanding. Let me gain wisdom from your word. Let me gain might from your word. Let me get authority from your word. Let me get counsel from your word. Let me get knowledge from your word. Let the fear of God increase in my heart when I read the word of God. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Somebody pray. Open your mouth and pray. Talk to Him. Shanderebo shanda kabado koso. Jivado brozo bradeka brodeke brada. Rebanderebo zondramina barbutur bodeke. Rabaka parabosi ampranda. Fill me with the knowledge of God. Fill me with the knowledge of God. Fill me with the knowledge of God. I want to know you. 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 When I read, oh God, reveal yourself to me. Fill me with the knowledge of God, please. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shade paka parabush in the riandarabara. Colmondre dij de brevados obradaros. Kendebro zabara kadea. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the church will say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Please sing that song again for me. What were the lyrics again? I'm in love. Brother, come. When did you come? How do I ask this question? Am I your pastor?
Yes, you are.
Do you love me as your pastor?
I love your
story.
Are you sure?
Yes,
ma'am. All
right. When did you come to our church? Earlier this year. Now, let's say last year, January. Did you know me? Did you know that I exist? So did you love me then?
Huh?
I don't know you then.
You didn't know me then. So you can't love someone you don't know. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Your love for God only grows when you know Him deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. God bless you. Sing it for us. Please, let's worship together. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Think about Jesus. And just tell Him that you love Him.
I'm in love. 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 I'm in love with Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the powerful Word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.